Hey guys, it is Damien again, and this is part three of a five video series. I wanted to show you five different services that you can get done for your food business on Fiverr. And I wanted to explain how and why I'm showing you these, because if you're starting your food business, and of course you're on a budget and you don't have a ton of money initially to invest in it, these are great ways to get things done that you need to get done to create a finalized food product. So anywhere from creating a logo to creating a food packaging, a layout for your food package itself. And this one in particular, this video is a business plan, a food business plan. Now, why in the world would you need a food business plan? Well, here is why. I started our bakery quite a few years back. And when I did, I did not create a business plan at the time. All I knew was that me and my wife were let go, and we needed to create some type of business revenue and start creating some cash coming in the door to actually survive and pay our bills. So I dove right into our bakery. I just took some money that we did have set aside, and I just started just moving forward with it. I did not create a business plan at that time. Now, fast forward a couple of years later, we had started to do really well. So I wanted to go to a bank, and I wanted to get a loan. That's what traditionally a lot of people do. They'll start a business, and if you can survive the first and second years, then you are doing good. Not great, but you're doing good, and you're off to a good start. Now, in order to take our bakery to the next level, I needed to get an additional loan, of course. I needed to get a small business loan. I needed some funds. So at that time, the local bank that I went to, I had good credit. My wife had good credit. We had everything. Our finances were in good shape. But I needed to get some money. I needed to get that $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 or $100,000 loan to really grow what I thought I needed to do at the time. The first thing out of his mouth was, "Do you have a business plan?" And of course, the first thing out of my mouth was, no. I knew what a business plan was, but I didn't know the importance of how important it really was at that time. This was nearly 11 years ago. How important it was at that time to have a business plan written up, and what it was really to have a business plan. I mean, what the heck is a business plan? And why did I need it? This is what I thought back then. So the idea is this. A business plan is going to map out your vision for your business. And not to sound redundant, but I mean, it's what is your plan for your business? And banks aren't going to give anybody, even though you have good credit, that sounds wonderful, but that doesn't get you loans when you're trying to have a business and you're trying to grow it. They're going to say, well, what are you going to do? What do you do now? And then how are you going to use this money? Why are we going to give you 100 grand to grow a business? So there's a lot of parameters. There's a lot of different aspects to a business plan. There's the executive summary. There's, of course, the company summary. There's product services, strategies, your marketing plan, charts and graphs and things that will give visuals to what you're doing. And then you need to have all of that in a certain set up in a certain way. So here's why I'm showing you this. Number one, when you start your business out and your food business and you're looking to grow it and you have an idea, but you're not really good at putting words together, you're not really good at encompassing. Let me show you. You're not really good at encompassing all of this here, okay? You need somebody else to do it for you. And basically, here is what this one particular service and feature here on Fiverr will do. This gentleman here will actually take down your information. They normally, what happens is you place an order with them. They're going to send you a questionnaire. They want to know about what it is that you do. What's your business? What are you doing? Where are you wanting to take it? Are you just starting? Et cetera, et cetera. So what they're going to do is, in a professional way, and also bringing together the necessary information, which, by the way, is this. This is a perfect layout, by the way. That is the information you need to put together. And if you're not really good at wording, you're not good at that, but you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing with your food business. You know where you want to take it. This guy can write a business plan for you. Now, this is some random. I'm not necessarily showing you this gentleman in particular. I'm not promoting him is what I mean. I'm just simply showing you this is what it is, okay? And by the way, I'll have a link in the description down below, and I'll take you to this category. Let me go back one. So this is the category of business plans, okay? And again, here's a whole bunch of highly intelligent people to help you out with that. A lot of them know what they're doing very, very well. But here it is. The business plan is one of the categories, okay? And I just randomly picked out that gentleman before. But all of these people will in some way, shape, or form, they're going to bring together your idea, and they're going to create that business plan. Now, the benefit to having this done is that down the road, if you're just starting your food business out, you want to have an understanding of what it is you really want to do. Have a little bit of a vision, but you need to put that on paper. You need to put it in words. So once you have this business plan set, it is yours permanently. So let's say 6 months, 8 months from now, when you start to sell your product and you're doing okay, you're doing well, you're starting to make some cash flow, what you're going to want to do is take that business plan that you just had made and go to a bank and say, look, this is my goal. This is where I started. I've got the ball rolling. Here's my business plan. It spells out where I want to go, where I've been, what I started, and the 5 and 6 and 10, 12 year plan for my business. I personally, like I said, I have a degree in marketing myself, but I'm not a business plan writer. I don't do that as a profession. So employing one of these writers for me to bring together this information is going to be a huge help. I mean, it's just bottom line, it is. Now, this particular individual, which I did randomly pick up, let me just show you really quick how this is laid out. This guy has already done over 500 of these, and almost all of them are five star actually. He has 1,000 reviews, you can notice here, 1,000 reviews of 5 stars, 24 business plans that are in line right now that he's actually working on. That's pretty impressive. So what do you get? You have 3 different types of listings. You have the basic, you have a standard, and of course you have a premium, 300. And by the way, that's really extremely reasonable pricing for business, professional business plans. I actually went to some websites about a year ago, looking at some information about a business plan. I'm not sure exactly why I'd gone there, but I was trying to just accumulate some information on a service, and they were about $1,700 to $1,200 around starting. So this price point is ridiculously cheap, especially if this guy is performing this high for 1,000 reviews. That's unbelievable. So let me take a look at the packaging here, and I'll explain what it is. Now, by the way, also here at Investor Ready. So you're going to get an investor-ready, detailed, and complete business plan without the financial plan, okay? So what that's going to do is that's going to give the banker who needs to just see what is it you're doing and where do you want to go. It's going to give him a great opportunity to look inside your business when you've got this type of information written up, okay? Now, this one is investor-ready as well, detailed and complete, with a three-year financial plan, okay? And what that means is you're going to get a 3-year projection of what you are expecting to do. But it's going to be set in numbers. It's going to be set in information that a banker, an investor, an angel investor, or a venture capitalist, or whoever it is who you're seeking funds from, is going to have an understanding of what you're doing and then where you want to go. But most of you, I'm pretty sure, like I mentioned in my other videos, we're all great at, of course, food products, or we're all great maybe at making our recipes. We love to cook. But I'm sure most of you, to be honest with you, probably can't write a business plan. I sure can. I mean, I would need assistance to do that too. So this type of information is extremely useful, okay? So these people can help you out with that. That is, again, what Fiverr does. Now, the other thing I'm going to show you is the Fiverr Pro up here in the corner. When you click on that page, I'll send you the link to that page. Fiverr Pro is, as I mentioned in my other videos, these are people who have been vetted. They have been, they're set at a certain criteria, and they have to meet that by Fiverr. Editors at Fiverr.com actually go through a process. They have a different level, a different scale of review that they go under and scrutiny. And they want to make sure that everything that they offer through the Fiverr Pro program is at a whole other level when it comes to customer service, when it comes to integrity, when it comes to delivering on time, everything they promise you, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? So do keep that in mind. So I wanted to bring this to you. This was the third video in a 5-video series, and I want you guys to understand the importance of the business plan. And again, you may not necessarily need this right this second, maybe 4 months, 3 months down the road, and that's fine. But keep this in mind, bookmark this page, if you will, on your computer, so you have an opportunity to come back to it when you're ready to have someone help you with it. And from there, you'll have a really great set of documents that you can set in front of a banker or say, look, no, I want to seek $50,000 in a loan. This is what I'm doing. So that business plan is going to help sell your idea to them. Okay? So with that being said, I'm going to wrap it up. And again, as always, if this was helpful, do give me a big thumbs up. If you have any questions, again, about the use of Fiverr or these types of resources, do let me know. And then keep your eye open for the next two. I've got 2 more videos that will be coming out probably tomorrow and the day after. I'll have to just put them through the editor here and get them done. Then they're going to have a couple other services that are, again, very useful for food startups.